Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 804. My Jesus, how little these people talk about you. They talk about everything but you, Jesus, and if they talk so little about you, it is quite probable that they do not think about you at all. The whole world interests them, but about you, their Creator, there is silence. Jesus, I am sad to see this great indifference and ingratitude of creatures. O my Jesus, I want to love you for them, and to make atonement to you by my love. Immaculate Conception of the Mother of God. From early morning I felt the nearness of the Blessed Mother. During Holy Mass I saw her, so lovely and so beautiful, that I have no words to express even a small part of this beauty. She was all in white, with a blue sash around her waist. Her cloak was also blue, and there was a crown on her head. Marvelous light streamed forth from her whole figure. I am the Queen of heaven and earth, but especially the Mother of your congregation. She pressed me to her heart and said, I feel constant compassion for you. I felt the force of her immaculate heart, which was communicated to my soul. Now I understand why I have been preparing for this feast for 2 months and have been looking forward to it with such yearning. From today onwards, I am going to strive for the greatest purity of soul, that the rays of God's grace may be reflected in all their brilliance. I long to be a crystal in order to find favor in his eyes. That same day, I saw a certain priest, probably Father Sopochko or Father Andrasch, who was surrounded by the splendor which flowed from her. Evidently, this soul loves the Immaculate One. An extraordinary yearning fills my soul. I am surprised that it does not separate the soul from the body. I desire God. I want to become immersed in him. I understand that I am in a terrible exile. My soul aspires for God with all its might. O you inhabitants of my fatherland, be mindful of this exile. When will the veils be lifted for me as well? Although I see and feel to a certain extent how very thin is the veil separating me from the Lord, I long to see him face to face. But let everything be done according to your will. December 11th. I could not assist at the whole Mass today. I assisted at only the most important parts, and after receiving Holy Communion, I immediately returned to my solitude. The presence of God suddenly enveloped me, and at the same moment I felt the passion of the Lord for a very short while. During that moment, I attained a more profound knowledge of the work of mercy. During the night, I was suddenly awakened and knew that some soul was asking me for prayer, and that it was in much need of prayer. Briefly, but with all my soul, I asked the Lord for grace for her. The following afternoon, when I entered the ward, I saw someone dying, and learned that the agony had started during the night. When I verified it, it had been at the time when I had been asked for prayer. And just then I heard a voice in my soul, "Say the chaplet which I taught you." I ran to fetch my rosary and knelt down by the dying person, and with all the ardor of my soul I began to say the chaplet. Suddenly the dying person opened her eyes and looked at me. I had not managed to finish the entire chaplet when she died, with extraordinary peace. I fervently asked the Lord to fulfill the promise he had given me for the recitation of the chaplet. The Lord gave me to know that the soul had been granted the grace he had promised me. That was the first soul to receive the benefit of the Lord's promise. I could feel the power of mercy envelop that soul. Here, St. Faustina laments to Jesus how those around her chatter about many things but pay little attention to Jesus, their Creator. Her criticism goes beyond the men in the ward near her in the healthcare facility, laughing and joking about many things. Now, it is good to converse, to pass the time, to be with one another, but it is just sad that it would never occur to them to speak about Jesus. St. Faustina sees Our Lady on the feast of the Immaculate Conception, and Mary feels great compassion for St. Faustina. She is the mother of her religious congregation. Faustina writes of Mary's striking beauty. She is transformed by love. Faustina also has a vision of one of her confessors who had a great devotion to Our Lady. Faustina struggled with her health. She sometimes was not able to attend an entire Mass. But then one night she writes of being awakened to pray for a dying soul. She was then able to pray the chaplet at the bedside of the person just before death. She prayed fervently, and Jesus granted the grace that he had promised to the dying when the chaplet is prayed for them. And this was the first time that someone received that promise, that grace. The person looked at Faustina and then died very peacefully. This is a great grace from God to prepare us at the hour of our death. Thank you.